All right. Well, great evening to you. Yeah. And welcome those of us online also. If you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing, "We Will Glorify." We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We will worship Him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Who is the great I Am. Amen.
We're so glad that you've redeemed us, precious.
precious Jesus, and we lift our hands before you as a token of our love. Precious Jesus, precious Jesus, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come and fill our hearts anew, Holy Spirit. And we lift our voice before you as a token of our love. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Amen. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, well, I got one pick of him earlier, 343, Amazing Grace. Either or, but it should be on the screen. Yeah, 343, Amazing Grace. There it is. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any more pick of hymns this evening? 353. All right. Victory in Jesus, 353.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't remember which radio broadcast it was, but growing up on KSBJ, a preacher sermon broadcast would start its message with that song. Yeah, I just don't remember who it was. But praise the Lord.
Along the highway, blinded his eyes, he could not see, and shivered in the shadows. Huh? Oh, yeah, man, look. Yeah, well, that's all of it I can remember. But yeah. Yeah, on Saturday. Lester Roloff, baby. Lester Roloff. He was a ringtail tutor. Something else. All right, all right. What do we got here? We're going to do praises tonight. Good to see each and every one of you. Online folks, good to have you with us tonight. What be the praises? Yes, ma'am. Miss Terry made it back. We've been praising the Lord. We'll praise it again. Amen. Good to have her back. And I think she's just about lined out with the travel. Because, man, you fly that far that long, and then you're that far. Is she back? Is she back lined out from the jet lag? So she's got her nights and days straight? Yeah, amen. She next door. All right, Miss Terry back in town. All right, amen. Yes, ma'am. How was that contact adhered to your eye? Okay, so it was just floating on there? But you didn't take it out every day. It stayed in there the whole time. Was it irritating to have it in there all the time? That's good. Oh, amen. Amen. All right, Miss Alita's eye. Doing good. Okay. Amen. 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 All right. How's the, Frank, how's the cowboy doing up in Oklahoma City? Still not doing well. So we'll keep him on. His name's Cody. Yeah. Okay. Cody. Colby. Colby. All right, got it. Amen. Bull riding. This young man, for those of you that didn't hear, Colby, what is he, 23, 24? 25-ish, up in Oklahoma City. He, a bull rider, got stepped on by a bull, front hoof, right? Yeah. Put all the weight. Yeah, yeah, if he gets on you. Yeah. Yeah, it dissected his liver. That bull landed on him and dissected his liver. And so he's in bad, bad shape. So we'll pray for him when we get to that point. Any other praises tonight? Those are some good praises we got going so far. How about the rain? Did y'all all get rain? Got a little bit? I think I got the most of everybody. I don't know. It was my turn, brother. Huh? Yeah, I pray, when I pray for rain, I pray very specifically. I mean, I give God an address. Yeah. Yeah, right here, Lord. Right here. Yeah, my ground is still wet. So. Amen. Answer prayer. Yeah, amen. Answer prayer. All right, any praises online there, Jeremiah? Okay. Well, we'll flip it on over here to the prayer requests. We've got Colby, our bull riding accident victim. We're praying for his healing, that his body sheds that infection and that liver starts to regenerate. Your liver will regenerate to some extent if it's injured like that or part of it's removed. So we'll be praying for Colby that God would touch him and heal him. Any other prayer requests? Yes, ma'am. Vicki and Hubbard, Traveling Mercies. Traveling Mercies, and they're where, in Arkansas? Out of state. Oh, okay. Somewhere out of state. Okay. All right, Arkansas. Very good. Vicki and Hubbard, Traveling Mercies. What else? Other prayer requests? Yes, ma'am. Okay, Ronnie Holman, third chemo. An MRI tomorrow to see if the cancer has shrunk? Yeah, okay. That'd be good news, amen? Yeah, what's going on? Right, yeah. Third chemo. Yeah, he's not doing too good tonight. He got that, the thing in the feet, neuropathy. Neuropathy. Yes, ma'am, we got it. Yes, sir, back here in the back. Miss Loopy, sat down. Miss Loopy. All right. Yes, sir. Bobby, do you have a hand up? Yeah, 28. John Harvey. John Harvey the third. So he's almost to a 30-day chip, man. 28 days sober. Way to go, John Harvey. That's awesome. All right, we'll lift him up. What else? What else? Yes, ma'am. Oh, can you believe that? My soul. Now, did she live in Magnolia? No. The dad lived in Magnolia. Oh, you're kidding me, man. Wow. Wow, yeah. Yeah, but did she murder her child at Spring Creek Park? Oh, she did do it at Spring Creek Park. Okay. I know that's right, because she took the baby. She finally took the baby to HCA Tomball. That's right. Okay. Family lost 5-year-old. Yeah, and they've shown pictures of her arraignment, and she just does not look well at all, that poor lady. That poor kid, that poor family, yeah. Lost 5-year-old. Oh, what a shame. Yeah, we were talking about years ago about the, Sissy, I think we were talking about it, about the NASA employee's wife that drowned, what was it, 5 or 6 kids in the bathtub? And they were all under, I was just so horrible. People snap like that. So, pray for people struggling with mental health. Yeah, I don't know if we have plenty. We have some, but well, making that connection, John. Huh? Yeah, I think it's an underserved area in our culture, and you know, you can go into HCA for a, you know, a 72-hour psychiatric about, you know, watch so they can observe you. If they've got to put you somewhere, they may not have a bed for you for 30 days. You're stuck there at HCA. You know, so it's crazy. Mental health, we'll pray for them. Let's pray for our elections coming up. Early voting starts the 24th, runs through November the 4th. October 24th through November the 4th, okay? Are the voting elections? Our government? Fuel prices? All right, what else? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Yes. All right. Yes, sir, brother. Dorothy Hartz. Homegoing service is tomorrow, 11? That's right, 10 is the viewing. 11 a.m. service. All right. Dorothy Hartz, Don Hartz, passing. What else? All right, well, let's commence to praying, shall we? Amen. I don't have anything else. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your grace. We thank you for your love towards us, Lord, and your forgiveness, your mercy. Thank you for all that you do for us, all that you've done for us. We thank you for the many blessings that you have in store for us in the future, God. We just thank you in advance for those things. Thank you for life today. Thank you for the breath that we have in our lungs to live and the mind that we have to think with. Father God, we just praise you and we love you for all that you do for us. We just love you so much tonight. We praise you tonight, Lord. We're thankful that we get to sing praises to your name. We're thankful that we get to gather in your name and break the bread of life with one another and just share a little bit out of the Bible tonight. Father God, as we come to you, we lift these praises up to you. We are thankful for Miss Terry and her trip back to the States, and Lord, the safe trip and the uneventful trip. Thank you, Lord, that you got her out of harm's way there in Ukraine, and she didn't experience any of the drone attacks. She was safe, and Lord, we're just thankful for that. We continue to pray for Samaritan's Purse over there. Lord, protect those people. Guard them. Help them, Lord, as they get the gospel out, as they minister to the needs of the Ukrainians. And Lord, as we think about Ukraine, we pray that you would just continue to give them resolve and undergird them, strengthen them, Lord. Allow other NATO countries to pitch in with the United States and other countries. And Lord, just continue to fund and help and send what they need so that they can drive out the aggressor. Lord, we pray the aggressor would be driven out. We're thankful that Miss Alita's eye is healing nicely, Lord, and that she's on the pathway and finally got the contact out. And Lord, the drops are still going in but tapering off. So Lord, we're thankful that you're in control of that situation and that eye's coming back together. We praise you for the rain that we had, Lord. And Father God, as we praise you for that rain, we pray again for the rain. We know we got a chance this coming Monday and Tuesday to get some more. And Lord, we pray that 44% chance or 50% chance, Lord, would just increase till it's just rain everywhere around here. And Lord, we pray the moisture would just be drawn from the Pacific. on across Mexico, Lord, and you would just dump it on us. Just open those showers of blessing. Allow that rain to come down and fill the earth here, Lord. Fill the streams, the creeks, the rivers, the lakes. Lord, just water your good green soil and land here in Southeast Texas. We're praying for rain. Lord, as we think about answered prayer, we praise you and we thank you that you're in control, that you're sovereign, and that you answer our prayers. Lord, as we think about our prayer requests, we continue to pray for Colby. We pray that you would mend his body, Lord, this infection that he's fighting. We pray that you would give the doctors wisdom, discernment, how best to treat that infection, what antibiotics to give him, Lord, what fluids, what concoctions, whatever they can do to get that infection under control. We pray that that would happen for Colby, and Lord, his liver would begin to heal, would begin to regenerate, his body would come back together. And Lord, we just pray you would give him a testimony of healing and seeing him through this situation. We lift up Vicki and Hubbard to you tonight as they travel on the motorcycle. We pray you watch over them, give them safety, Lord. Just watch over them, help them in their travels there, going and coming, and then in their travels back to the Magnolia area, Lord. Watch over them. And then Ronnie Holman, Lord, we continue to pray for him, this third chemo treatment that he's received, and then this MRI scan that he's going to be receiving tomorrow. We pray it shows promising results. Lord, we pray that it shows less cancer, smaller cancer. We pray it shows healing, Father God. Just be with Ronnie and Nancy, Lord, and we continue to pray for his healing from this cancer, God. We lift him up to you tonight. And then Ronnie Vaculik, Lord, we pray for his feet and this neuropathy that he's struggling with and suffering with, Lord, and such pain, such discomfort. Father God, we pray that you give his physicians the wisdom and the guidance, Lord, to give him some kind of relief, Lord, get him some kind of resolution, solution to this discomfort and this continual pain, God. We pray you'd ease that pain and ease that discomfort. And Lord, just allow him to rest and have some sleep. And Lord, just catch up a little bit physically. Lord, we do lift up Miss Loopy to you tonight. We pray for her physical health. And Lord, as flu is going around crazy, we just pray you protect us and watch over her, Lord, and help her get well and get over what she's ailing with tonight. We're thankful tonight for John Harvey III, Lord. We pray that you give him another 2 days for sure of sobriety, allow him to get that 30-day chip under his belt. We pray for his sponsor. We pray for his AA group, Lord, that they would just hold his feet to the fire, hold him accountable, and, Lord, just help him continue on in this staying sober, staying away from this alcoholism, Lord. So help him with that, John Harvey III. Lord, we pray for this family that has lost the 5-year-old little girl from the mother taking the life. Lord, we pray for that situation. Lord, we know there's going to be justice dealt, but there are hurt feelings a mile long, Lord, and so we just pray that you might intervene in all that. Lord, allow people to come to grips and allow them to grieve, Lord, and allow them to somehow find forgiveness so they're not just kept in a prison of bitterness and hate. And Lord, we just pray you would work in that situation, Father God. Be with that father that's lost that child, and be with that mother who's taken that life. And Lord, we just pray that your perfect will would be done in that situation. We think about that mom. We think about mental health, Lord. We pray for those that are so desperately in need of it. Lord, we pray that you might help them find the resources, help them find the people that can point them in the right direction to get the help and the resources that they need. We pray that these situations that we just mentioned would not happen again, God. Father God, we lift that situation up to you as well tonight. Lord, as we change gears a little bit tonight, we pray for early voting coming up here, just a few days. And as we think about early voting, we want to pray for our elections, pray for a good, strong Christian vote this year, people getting out and voting a strong Christian conscience. And Lord, we pray that you would shock the political prognosticators. And God, you would shake some races up with some Christian folk coming into office, and going into the different governmental houses across this land. So, Lord, we lift that up to you. And, Lord, we pray for fuel prices. We're praying for the economy. Father God, we're praying that inflation would begin to stabilize and to go back down. We're lifting all that up to you tonight, Lord. We're praying for our homebound church members, Lord. We lift them up to you. And Father God, we're thankful for them. We're thankful for their prayers, and we're thankful for their participation in watching the services, Lord. And we're thankful for their support to the church, Lord. May you bless them, and Lord, just help them through their times of struggles and their issues. So, Lord, we lift up our homebound folks to you tonight. And then, Lord, as we think about the Hearts family, we lift Dorothy up to you and her daughters and her stepson. We pray for them and the loss of Don. And, Lord, we just we pray for tomorrow's service. We pray for the pastor coming in from San Antonio. And, Lord, we just pray in that it would be a great celebration of life. We thank you for Don's life, 93 years. And, Lord, we just thank you for a good long life, a testimony, his testimony of salvation. We thank you for that, Lord. And we know where he's at. We know that you have him. And, Lord, we just pray that you help Miss Dorothy through. Give her the grace and give her the strength and give her what she needs to get through tomorrow and the next several days. Just help her with that process, Lord, and watch over her. And watch over them. Give that family safety as they travel in. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, all right. Well, let's take our Bibles and turn to Leviticus. We'll try to get some of this Leviticus stuff done tonight. Leviticus chapter 2, and I'll invite you to stand in honor of the reading of the inerrant word of God, and we'll read Leviticus 2, call it 1 through 10 tonight. So I'll invite you to stand for that, Leviticus chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, and we'll go through about verse 10 tonight. Leviticus 2. Verse 1 through 10. Everybody got it? Online with me? Leviticus 2, beginning of verse 1, the Word of God reads, "Now when anyone presents a grain offering as an offering to the Lord, his offering shall be a fine flour, and he shall pour oil on it and put frankincense on it. He shall then bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and shall take from it his handful of its fine flour, of its oil, with all of its frankincense, and the priest shall offer it up in smoke as its memorial portion on the altar, an offering by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord. The remainder of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons, a thing most holy of the offerings to the Lord by fire. Now, when you bring an offering of a grain offering baked in an oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour, mixed with oil or unleavened wafers, spread with oil. If your offering is a grain offering made on the griddle, it shall be a fine flour, unleavened, mixed with oil. You shall break it into bits and pour oil on it. It is a grain offering. Now, if your offering is a grain offering made in a pan, it shall be made a fine flour with oil. When you bring in the grain offering which is made of these things to the Lord, it shall be presented to the priest, and he shall bring it to the altar. The priest then shall take up from the grain offering its memorial portion, and shall offer it up in smoke on the altar as an offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. The remainder of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons, a thing most holy of the offerings to the Lord by fire." Thank you all for standing in honor of the reading of the holy and inerrant word of God, and may he add his tremendous blessing to it. Now, I'm going to do my best for you tonight. I forgot my regular glasses, so these are my throwdowns. These are about three prescriptions behind. So these are my emergency specs I got on. So we'll see how we do tonight. So I can feel my eyes are already going, "Whoa, what are you trying to do to us, man?" All right. So as we think about the grain offering, we've covered the burnt offering, correct? Yes, yes. And then this past Sunday night, we saw the whole overview in video. That was pretty good, huh? Went along with the handout that we gave you last Wednesday night. So amen and amen for that. As we continue on this evening, we're talking about this grain offering, our first installment, our first little vignette, our first little Bible study, so to speak, on the grain offering. For us, when we think about a meal, a good square meal would consist of, at least for me now, I don't know about you, but at least for me, would consist of some meat. I want some protein each and every meal. How about you? Meat? You like meat? Meat, protein. Some kind of starch, right? Now, the older I get, the less of it I can eat, right? But I like it. What are you talking about? I like potatoes, man. Well, how do you like them? Well, any way you want to fix them. Mashed, fried, baked, I don't care. Just give me some of that good, sweet starch, right? And then you know, to balance it out, to make a good square meal, got to have some green stuff in there. Some green greens, like some green beans, like some broccoli, maybe a little asparagus, right? Something green, something healthy in there. And then if you're really going out for a square meal, before you eat all that, you're going to have your little side salad, right? Amen? Little side salad. And it's got some, you know, maybe some little vinaigrette on it, some ranch dressing, something like that. And maybe you can have a little starch, a little piece of bread with that, you know, get it in there. And then after you've eaten the salad and after you've eaten the square meal we talked about, you're going to top it off with what? Dessert. Mmm, yummy. That's good. Get a little more starch, get a little more sweet, get a little more fat in there. Amen? I'm thinking about tonight, oh, I don't know, how about peach cobbler with a scoop of vanilla ice cream on it? Don't that sound good? Or a piece of cherry pie with a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Or how about apple pie? Yeah, amen, something like that. Or if it's somebody's birthday, get a cake with some buttercream or whatever icing. But you get the gist of it, right? I mean, when we think about a good square meal, there's a lot that goes into that for us Western Americans, wouldn't you think? Amen? Well, that means when we think about the grain offerings of the Israelites, as regulated in Leviticus chapter 2, they didn't have all that. They had some grain. They had some protein. And, you know, when they were in Egypt, they got some vegetables. But out here in the desert, they getting what? Manna, right? So things are pretty tight. So when we think about the offerings of the Israelites as regulated in Leviticus chapter 2, this offering of grain to God would mean more to these people than to us. I mean, we can go down to the local Kroger or the HEB or the Walmart, and I mean every year, you know, here in October? Here in another month or so, I'll be getting the list, you know, and we're making cookies and we're doing this and we're doing that. And I need flour, right? And so I'll be going down there and I'll be buying that King Arthur fine flour, right? I'll be buying it by the big old, I don't know, the 10-pounder, whatever. I mean, it'll be the big one, right? I mean, you can go down there, and even with inflation, we can still afford it, hopefully, right? But, I mean, that stuff is readily available. And so, as we think about the context, we don't want to lose sight of this fact, and that is this. While grain was not unfamiliar to the Israelite, it was not a common commodity either. It's a common commodity for us. Now remember, the Israelites are not living where? They're not living in Egypt, no sir, where grain was common, nor are they yet living in Canaan, where they would grow grain. The Israelites at this point in time, during the book of the Leviticus, the Israelites were currently camped at the base of Mount Sinai. In other words, they were in the desert where grain could not be grown. You're not growing grain out there. And where it could not be purchased either. There's no HEB or Kroger in some little town somewhere. That doesn't exist. Thus, the sacrifice of grain, as we think about it in context here, the sacrifice of grain was either impossible to do until reaching Canaan, or it was something not easy to do if they did have some grain supply. We just don't know how much grain supply they had. Now, offering manna, on the other hand, would have been easy because that's coming down each and every what? Morning, right? But this is not what God commanded. He didn't command them to offer manna. He offered them to offer, or he commanded them to offer this grain. So with that said, the grain offering is perhaps one of the most difficult offerings of the book of Leviticus to interpret and apply. Other than by means of resorting to typology, which I don't like to do, there are not a lot of commentary materials that give a satisfactory explanation of the meaning of the grain offerings, either for the ancient Israelites or what the grain offerings mean for Christians today. Well, preacher, what are you going to do? Well, I don't know, we're going to have to work through it, amen? We have before us a task that's not going to be easy. Now, is it Book of Revelation hard? It may be getting close to Book of Revelation hard. We'll just have to wait and see. But hopefully, going through what we're going through here in chapter 2, when we get to the backside of it, we can all look at each other and kind of, you know, grin and snicker a little bit and say, well, it was worth it. Amen. It was worth it. All right. Now, before we begin to analyze the text in greater detail, let me make a comment about the rendering of this chapter in the King James Version Bible. Many of you guys got the King James Version Bible. Now, you will note that the grain offerings are referred to as meat offerings. Now, the word meat there from the Aramaic, from the Hebrew, as it was used by the translators of the King James Version, did not mean meat as we now use the term, say, in the expression of meat and potatoes, right? This was a term which simply referred to food and thus, in a general way, could refer to grain, either in its raw form or cooked in some fashion. Now, when we think about the chapter, and we didn't read the whole chapter tonight, number one, I don't have my regular glasses, and number two, that's a lot to read in one whack. We'll read the rest of it on, probably won't do it Sunday night. Miss Terry's going to be doing her testimony, so we'll probably, when we get come back together next Wednesday, Lord willing, the creek don't rise, we'll finish out verses 11 and through 16. But as we think about the chapter, beginning in chapter 2, verse 1, and going through verse 16, the chapter falls into four basic divisions. Verses 1 through 3 introduces the grain offering and focus on the offering of the grain in an uncooked form. Verses 4 through 10 provide the regulations pertaining to the grain offering in several cooked forms. Verses 11 through 13 deal with that which can and that which cannot be added to the offering. You got to offer it a certain way. Remember, God's got his way about it. And then verses 14 through 16 prescribe the offering of the first fruits of the grain crop. Now, finally, before we move into our study of the text itself, it's important to keep in mind the three principal terms used for offering in the first two chapters of the book of Leviticus. Well, what is that? What are the three principal Hebrew terms used for the offerings of the Israelites in chapters 1 and 2? We've kind of covered one of them, but I'll remind you of it here this evening. First, there is the general term Korban, all right, Korban, which is found in chapters 1 through 7, also in chapters 9 and 17, and chapter 22, and chapter 23, and chapter 27. We'll find that word Korban. In Leviticus, it is normally rendered as offering, okay? Leviticus 1, chapter 2 kind of sets the stage for that. And then referring to all the sacrifices which the Israelite could offer, and that the early chapters of Leviticus describe, we come across very often this word Korban. Secondly, there is a more specialized term in the Hebrew, and that is Olah. So we've got Korban, and then another Hebrew term is Olah, which refers to the whole burnt offering regulated in Leviticus chapter 1. And then third, there is the term Minha, the Hebrew term Minha, which is employed in a technical sense in Leviticus chapter 2 for the grain offering. So Korban is going to refer to the burnt offering, and then you're going to see that throughout, that Hebrew term throughout the book of Leviticus. And then you've got this second one, Olah, which refers to the whole burnt offering. And then this third one, Minha, which is dealing pretty specifically with the grain offering. Still with me so far? Amen? All right. So, as we did with the burnt offering, we're going to attempt to do with the grain offering. What do you mean by that? Well, we're going to make some observations concerning the grain offering. We made some observations concerning the burnt offering as we go through each offering. We'll do observations concerning that specific offering. So tonight we begin observations concerning the grain offering. The grain offering can perhaps be understood in comparison and in contrast with the whole burnt offering, which we have already considered in Leviticus chapter 1. Now, what are some similarities between the grain and burnt offerings? I'll give them to you. Both offerings required the highest quality offering to be sacrificed. It's a reminder one more time that we are to bring God our Jesus junk? No! We're to bring God our average stuff? No! We're to bring God what? Our very best. That's right. Yeah. In the case of the whole burnt offering, the animal, whether bull or a goat or a sheep or a bird, turtle dove or a pigeon, had to be young. If it were not a bird, it had to be male. And all of them, whether they bird or an animal, a bull, goat, sheep, had to be without blemish, right? The grain to be offered had to be fine. What do you mean by that? Well, the term fine could mean fine quality, which it does by inference, but fine here refers to the finely ground flour which is to be offered. And I'm thinking again about what it looks around my house around the holidays, at King Arthur flour, right? Now, to obtain fine flour here in this time frame, it entailed a great deal of extra effort on the part of the person who ground it. Electricity had not been invented. You didn't have a grain hopper that could crush it and mill it, right? You couldn't purchase it extra fine from the store because there weren't any around, right? You couldn't run it through any kind of mechanical. You couldn't do that. The flour would have to be ground on a primitive grinding stone, a process which at best usually produced a coarser flour. We would look at that flour today. The ladies would look at that and say, what is that? I'm not baking with that. You're talking about ruining the cake. You're talking about messing up the biscuits. Oh, no. You get that on out of here. You go down to the store and get me something else. Fine. I want the fine flour. Don't get that on out the door. Now, per my research, what did they do once they had this flour on the primitive grinding stone? You understand what I'm saying, right? You got a primitive grinding stone. It's, 5-6 feet across. In the middle, there's a hole, right? And then in the hole, there's a pivot point. And attached to that pivot point is a long beam. And attached to that beam would be a beast of burden. And on the beam, you've got a stone laying flat, pivot point in the middle. And then on the beam would be another stone upright, right? And so the beast of burden would pull that beam around that pivot point, and that stone kind of had a angle to it so it would keep track. And it would pull it around that thing, and it would crush that stuff down and get it coarse. But how are you going to get it fine? Well, researching it this week, they would take that old coarse flour, and to get it fine, you had to beat it by hand. You had to put it in your little stone bowl, had to take your little stone striker, and just beat it and beat it. And work it, and work it, and beat it some more. Such fine flour, when you got it to that point, was fit for a king. Hence the name King Arthur's flour. Amen. So the grain offering was like the burnt offering, an offering by fire, as we make comparisons, observations concerning the grain offering, right? Frequently in both chapters, chapter 1 and chapter 2 of the book of Leviticus, we find the expression, an offering by fire. Both the burnt offering and the grain offering were offered to God by fire on the altar of burnt offerings. Now, as we continue on, the grain offering and the burnt offering produced a soothing aroma to the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but you get that bread smell going in the house, my mouth gets to salivating, right? You get that old meat out there on the grill, I don't care what it is. Pork, beef, chicken, fish. That old soothing aroma coming up off that, out of that flame. It's something, isn't it? Amen? It kind of sets the tone, doesn't it? A soothing aroma to the Lord. There's nothing like fresh baked anything, right? I mean, there's just something about it. Amen? A soothing aroma to the Lord. Now, there's a close correspondence between the burnt offering and the grain offering because the two different offerings are often carried out together. The grain offering was often an addition to another offering. Now, several examples of this are included throughout the first five books of the Bible. The 28th and the 29th chapters of the book of Numbers most dramatically demonstrate the association between the grain and the other offering. Still with me so far? I'm going to land the plane right here. The grain offering was introduced by God to follow the burnt offering, per Numbers chapter 28. In addition, also in Joshua 22:23, Joshua 23:29, Judges 13:19 and 23, we see that that grain offering was instructed by God to follow the burnt offering. Thus, while the grain offering itself does not atone, there is atonement very near at hand whenever the grain offering takes place. So, I don't want to steal too much thunder from our next time together, but does anybody want to take a gander at what the grain offering was for? Anybody? No? That'd be your burnt offering. And then there's going to be a specific offering for sin. Anybody else want to take a gander? Grain offering was for? No? Excuse me? Peace is coming. Huh? No, not purification. Simply to worship. Simply to worship. What are we free to do once we acknowledge to God that we're dependent on Him because of our sin nature? Yeah, we're free to worship. It kind of sets the stage, doesn't it? Right? Amen? I'm totally depraved. There's no way I can reach God without God reaching out to me and giving me instructions and directions on how to reach Him. He's created me to what? To worship Him. There's something inside of me that compels me to worship Him. And so once I get me out of the way, I'm free to what? Make Him the focus and worship Him. Amen and amen? All right. Well, we'll get into that more as we get together next Wednesday. Y'all come back on Sunday night and hear Miss Terry. It's going to be great. Testimony time about this Ukrainian trip with Samaritan's Purse that she spent. How many weeks, Vince, did she spend over there? 7.5 weeks. So that's a long extended mission trip. So we look forward to hearing what she has to share with us on Sunday night. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer and we'll be dismissed. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. We're thankful that we've got Awana's going on next door. And Lord, we're just praying for them, praying they're having a good time, a safe time over there. Watch over them, Lord. Be with the parents as they come and retrieve their children here in a little bit. Lord, we're thankful for your group here tonight and those that are with us online. Lord, give us safety as we depart this place. And Lord, we just pray for a good rest of this week. Pray that our hearts and minds would be ready to worship you in this place come Sunday. And Lord, may you send your folks And Lord, may you send those visitors, and God, may it just be a great day a coming this coming Sunday, Lord. And we just give you the praise and the glory in advance for how you're going to touch us and how you're going to pour out your blessing upon us as we come together and break the bread of life this coming Sunday. Thank you for all you do. We pray in advance for Miss Terry, Lord. Just give her the words to speak as she prepares to share about her experience over in Ukraine. And Lord, we just call it a great night tonight. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for loving us. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, amen. All right, you folks dismissed. Dismissed.